Acts chapter 20, verse 24. I want to give you a revelation on help that I believe that's going to change everything in your life. Another thing that the Spirit of God told me to tell you in this Bible study, don't be here just for yourself. Be here for ministering to others, because the insight you're receiving, God wants spread, and you are His vehicle to spread the revelation that you're receiving. There's a grave enlightenment that the Lord wants to release on the body of Christ, and He's going to use us as vessels tonight. In Acts chapter 20, verse 24, a powerful revelation is released that's going to set a lot of people free. 24th verse said, but none of these things, Apostle Paul, moved me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. The gospel of the grace of God. I want to talk tonight about the gospel of health grace. Now, what makes that so vivid and so powerful? It means that we already have it. That health is a part of your inheritance when you became a child of God. We got outside, got in the world system, and got dealing with how we're going to keep our health. But your health is permanent. Your health is supernatural. Your health is from heaven. Your health has a gospel of grace that keeps it in place as you operate in faith, connecting your faith to the grace of health. I would like for you to say the grace of health. Health, grace, revelation is released in the body of Christ. Health, grace, revelation is released in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit revealing healing and health, grace by faith. So now you're not trying to get your health back. You're not trying to get healed. You're commanding what's already yours by divine providence in the name of Jesus and by faith that it manifests. Grace is the guarantee that healing and health are finished. You heard that? Grace is the guarantee that your healing and your health is finished. Matter of fact, your health, because when the enemy attack you and you need healing, the help begin to flow. But you got to know it's always there. It's already there. It's yours. It's not something that you got to pray up on, say up on, but it is a grace by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to take a hold of that. It's real powerful. So grace is the guarantee that healing and health are finished. I mean, John 19:30, Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. So just in your salvation is health. In your born-again experience, health came with it. The enemy don't want you to know it, but tonight, the Lord wants you to take your faith and claim your health. No matter what condition your body may be in, no matter what condition your mind may be in, you go to the gospel of grace and claim your health. Faith is the power to make it manifest in your body. You see, grace is there. God gave us faith to manifest health grace. Health is a divine design that first flow through your soul through a renewed mind. Romans 12:2. It talks about, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove with that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Help is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will for your body. Help is God's good, acceptable, and perfect will. You have to renew your mind to the grace of help, and let faith and the Holy Spirit manifest it in your body, because it's rightfully yours. We got caught in the traffic. The body of Christ got caught in the traffic without knowing the gospel of grace. The gospel of grace is saying there, everything's already paid for. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. We have power to flow in a higher realm, in a higher dominion. 3 John 2 said, beloved, worship of all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now watch this. I want you to go with me with this. I want you to see how much power you can place in your soul about your health. Beloved, worship of all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Okay, so you have a prospering soul about your health. Let's go further. In Psalm 139:14, turn there. You'll see that you're fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous is God's work. And then it says this in that 14th verse, and my soul knows right well. I just want you to see the part that your spirit gonna have to deposit in your soul, so your soul can keep it in your body. The only reason we lose our health position and sickness get, because it's somewhere in that soul and body we have not been instructed by our spirit, which health is designed to be permanent in our body, live a whole, satisfied, healthy life. Psalm talks about, I'll give you a long, satisfied life. That's a sickness-free life. Here, now, I call it reminding your soul and using your soul to be thankful for all of the benefits that God has laid around your health. I think I'm going to turn there. Turn to Psalm 103. All the benefits that God have laid around your health. Notice that in Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Bless the Lord, all my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Then he gives us a list here of benefits to protect our health, to protect us in supernatural health grace. Supernatural health grace. These five things, these five benefits, I want to call them tonight health grace benefits. I want to put all five of them on your health tonight. I want you to grasp and understand and partake of all five benefits of the gospel of grace health benefits. I believe we'll be all right. Number one, in verse 3, who forgiveth all thine iniquities. Forgiveness. Stand clean. Keep you healthy. Then it goes on, the second benefit, who healeth all thy diseases. Now, if all your diseases are healed, what it leaves? It leaves you walking in the divine grace of health. See, you already have it. It's already yours. Your body may be saying different. Your mind may be saying different. But your faith has to be on par. And so when you take care of your body in Romans 12, 1, he said, I beseech you by the mercies of God that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You got to take care of that. Secondly, Romans 12, 2, be not conformed. Don't conform to sickness. Don't conform to the system. Don't conform to the natural. Don't conform to the flesh. Stay within the grace of God where your health is already paid for. Are you following me? So be not conformed to the world, be you transformed. See, sickness and diseases are conformities to the natural, or to the soul, and to the body, or to the sense realm, or to Satan realm. But if you step off in supernatural grace, the supernatural help grace, and you step off into it, you step into supernatural help. Look at what it says, Romans 12, 2. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Your health, are you living in health, is the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. It is not God's will for your body not to be in health. Get that. And now we're dealing with the gospel of health grace. The gospel of grace. Paul talks about the gospel of grace. We need to be in on that. The gospel of grace operating by the faith that God has given you. Sealed by the Holy Spirit. See, once your health, once you recognize, no matter what shows up, what comes, once you recognize that your health is sealed by the Holy Spirit. I said your health is sealed by the Holy Spirit, sent by God, sacrificed by Jesus on the cross, and then sealed by the Holy Spirit. Then we go into the measure of faith there in Romans 12, 3. Then in Luke 17, 6, mustard seed faith. Then we go in Mark 11, 22, 23, and 24, mountain moving faith. So all of that, all those aspects of faith, then Jude 20, most holy faith, all those aspects of faith can be used to contain your place in your healthy place. Are you listening to me? So we see here these benefits. Let's go to another, look at another benefit in Psalm 103. Not only do you heal all thy disease, but in verse 4 in Psalm 103, who redeemeth, and that's a big word, thy life from destruction. Well, sickness and disease are type of destruction. Your body on earth is the vehicle of God. God, your body is God's body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. As 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body, and your spirit, which are God's. So your body has divine rights because you're a vehicle of God. You're the temple of God. God used your body to operate in the earth realm. You have to know that. You have to, don't beg for your help. Don't, Lord, please heal me. No, thank God that I'm healed, that I walk in divine health. Begin to do that on a daily basis. Thank God, whatever condition in your body seems like it's not functioning right, just speak over it. Tell it what's going to happen and give God praise. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. That statement there is letting you know Christ has redeemed us. Galatians 3:13, from the curse of the law. I'm redeemed. You bought with a price. The blood has paid for my health. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction, not to destruction, from destruction. Who crowned thee with loving kindness and tender mercy. You got God kindness and tender mercy on your body. Who satisfied our mouth with good things. What? Say it. I'm redeemed. I'm washed. I'm under God's grace. I'm under faith. I'm whole. I'm healed in Jesus' name. So that our youth is renewed like the eagle. That means a long, satisfied life. A compromised lifestyle. Now, let's talk about that a few minutes. Is robbing you of your health. What you mean by a compromised lifestyle? It's a lifestyle that is not taking care of your body. It's a lifestyle that have not studied to find out what's best to put in my body, what's best to put on my body. We're in a jungle of sickness and disease, a jungle of poison, a jungle of laziness. You need nutrition, you need exercise, you need love. Love keep you healthy. You need these things. You need right relationship. And all of it come by following the gospel of grace. So we're back to Romans 12:1-3. 1 Corinthians 9:27. We talk about grace and faith help. We talk about nutrition and exercise. We're talking about people unwilling to change, holding their health back. You got to stop compromising, making excuses, making fun at the truth. When someone tell you about health and tell you some changes you need to make, you make fun and take your pill. No, you don't want to do that. You want to keep fighting for this supernatural health that belongs to you from God. What kind of health? Supernatural health. Now, we're talking about my brothers and sisters, the gospel of grace help. The gospel of grace help. It put help in a new category because it's not a help that we have to beg for, pray for all night long. No, it's a help that we claim by faith that is already ours, given to us by Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ and is empowered by the Holy Spirit to walk in that divine health. Yes, we may have to repent. We may have to ask God what we need to change, but He'll give it to you. Health is real. Health is now. Health is divine. Health is supernatural. Health is from God. You may have been dealing with something so long. You're all pastor, you talking about health. You've been talking about health, Challenges will come, I tell you. Your body and your soul will give you challenges. But once you learn how to take control of your soul, how to, Romans 12:1-2, especially verse 2, it tells you how to take control of your soul. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And then we have the scripture in John 6:63. The flesh profited nothing, but the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life. You got to let the word, you got to be rightly divided. Hebrews 4:12, where he said the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than a two-edged sword, dividing the sun of the soul and the spirit, and the joint and the marrow. Now notice what it said. And is a discerner of the intent and thought of the heart. Getting that soul under control. Is the one, guess what 3 John 2 said? That's where you're held at. So if your body out of control, it means your soul's out of control. So it means if you bring your soul back under control, it'll bring your body back under control, under the grace of God, under the manifested blessing that God already had provided for us. Underestimating the Holy Ghost. Watch what I'm going to call him. The spirit of help. The Holy Ghost is the spirit of help, and we cannot underestimate him. Notice what it says in Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good. Notice now, and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. What all mean? Healing all. So tonight, even in this service, every person under the sound of my voice, you in that number, that all tonight, the grace of help, the gospel of grace, by your faith, with your insight now, with your wisdom and enlightenment, you move into your healthy place. I don't care if you're breathing hard. I don't care if you're limping on your left leg. I don't care if your right shoulder is hurting right now. Enter into your healthy place by faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. The Bible says, that's Hebrews 11:1. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6, God cannot turn his back or his eye or his mind from someone who's operating in faith. It says that without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Without faith, but with, let's think about now, with faith, it's possible to please God. He that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. With the combination of grace, that everything is already done, is already mine, and with faith that give me the power to activate supernatural realm, to activate all the promises and blessings of God with my faith. When I combine kotala manshukotere, oh hallelujah. When I combine koparenendokushikalenishkunda, when I combine my faith with grace, with the gospel of grace, all my rights of the gospel have to return into my body, my soul, and is already in my spirit. Praise God. So I see you whole. I see you healthy. I see you hearing this gospel, and it's getting down into your soul, getting down into your body. Overruling Satan and the system prophetically. Turn to Isaiah. Turn to Isaiah. Familiar scripture, but we want to work with it tonight that you may remind yourself as you learn how to operate in the gospel of grace help. I was awakened this morning and found that scripture. I may have read that scripture many times, but I never saw it. The gospel of grace. In Isaiah 53 now, I want you to turn there. Because we're about to do something. Overruling Satan and the system prophetically. And this voice will enable you to do it. It's a voice a lot of times people quote. But what we're teaching tonight, the Holy Spirit revealing healing and help, grace by faith in this 53rd. Wait a minute, I got it left in. There it is. 53:5. But he's wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. Now notice, and with his stripe we might be healed. Or with his stripe we'll be healed someday. No, and with his stripe, we are healed. So you have to confess in the face of symptoms and sign, I am healed. The results of I am healed, I am healthy. And you have to keep saying it. Keep depending on the gospel of grace. Also, back up there, if you look in, I quoted it earlier, but go to Galatians. Let's look at chapter 3 and let it substantiate the verse we just read in the Old Testament. In Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. Christ has, past tense, redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it's written, curses everyone that hangeth on a tree. that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentile through Jesus Christ. They might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The promise. Now here we got the promise. Help is a spiritual promise from God, but we still got to receive it by faith. Help is a grace from the Lord Jesus Christ, but we got to receive it by faith. Are you following me? We can't receive it by feeling. We can't receive it by fact, by fear. We have to receive it by faith. The gospel of help grace is upon you tonight. God, now listen to this. God desires you to be healthy. And he has already provided your health. You are designed by God to walk in divine health. There again in Psalm 139, verse 14, talks about your makeup. You're fearful and wonderfully made, marvelous at work. Your soul knows right well. You have to know that. You're designed by God to walk in health. Here's a, when you come down to the gospel of grace and your health, here's a distinction you have to be able to make. Knowing the difference between request and demand. Knowing the difference between request and demand. You have to not request your health, you demand your health because you're designed by God to walk in health. Now, I know many years we walked under gospel. We pray, begging God, come by and heal my body. Please, sir, have mercy. But that's out of order. Actually, you demand help. Help is rightfully mine. Lord, thank you that my body is healthy. Thank you that sickness and disease is driven out of my body according to the power of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection and the power of the ascension, the power of Jesus sitting at your right hand. The power, I'm already bought with a price. I'm already redeemed. I thank you that my body, I bring my body under the jurisdiction of the grace of God and the mercy of God and the blood of Jesus. You see, you have it right. See, it's different than making a request. You acting, even though your body is saying you're sick, but you're acting for something you already have, something already paid for, something already sealed and delivered. That's why he gave you faith that you can control your soul and your body by faith. So knowing the difference between request and demand, repairing and restoring by commanding your help, focus and commitment, not being distracted. You must be committed to your help, making sure you have a clean heart, understand how much God loves you. Knowing, make this a note, knowing how to receive God's healing love. Knowing how to receive God's healing love. Turn to 1 Peter. 1 Peter. And we'll see something here. Knowing how to receive God healing love. 1 Peter 2 and 24. 1 Peter 2 and 24. Who is on shall bear our sins in his own body on the tree. Now, when you see sin there, sickness is there also. That we being dead to sin, dead to sickness and disease also, should live under righteousness, should live under health. By whose stripe, now notice what he said then. By whose stripe you were healed. By whose stripe ye were healed. So if I was healed, I am healed because I got the same power flowing through me right now. Are you, by whose stripe ye were healed. Nothing changed that healing. Nothing can change that healing. So if nothing can change that healing, it equals to my health. Now the past and the things that we've been through, we're just going to draw ourselves out of it by these teachings, by the gospel of grace, by using our faith, by demanding and commanding our bodies to be healthy, commanding Satan to take his hand off our body, have no divine right because of the blood of Jesus, that we are redeemed. And sickness and disease are curse of the law, and we are under the gospel of blessing, the gospel of freedom in Jesus' name. Here's a help faith insight. Romans chapter 4. Romans chapter 4. Verse 16. Therefore it is of faith that it might be by grace. Notice that class. Therefore it is of faith. See, faith activates grace. You're saved by grace through faith. You're healthy by grace through faith. See, it's by grace through faith. It's not by begging. It's not by just hoping. No, it's by grace through faith. I walk in divine health by grace through faith. I have the gospel of grace. Then Acts 20, 24. The gospel of grace is upon my life. And I abide. Look what it says. My goodness. Therefore, it is of faith. Romans 4, 16. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be sure to all seed. Not to that only which is of the law, but also that which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. And it, as it's written, I made, now, in this lesson here, is such a divine action in this lesson, how the circumstances and the odds and the condition was against Abraham. But I want you to notice, because you might be dealing with something for a long time. I want you to know how he dealt with this look like impossible scenario in the natural, but by his faith and by the grace of God and by revelation, watch how he handled it in the 17th verse. As it is written, I made thee a father of many nations before him whom we believe, even God, who quickened the dead, called it those things which be not as though they were. Now notice that 17th verse. Quickened the dead and called it those things that be not as though they were. Quickened the dead and called it those things that be not as though they were. Look at how much power that is. Who against hope? Here's a scenario of look like an impossible scenario. Look what this man did. Who against hope believes in hope, that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken. According to that which was spoken, so should our seed be. You always got to deal with what was spoken. You got to enable yourself to hear the voice of help. Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and the voice of a stranger they will not follow. If you sick and can't get well, you following the voice of a stranger. Hear my voice. The voice of help is calling you tonight in this meeting. The voice of help is calling you right now. And being not weak in faith, verse 19, see, being not weak in faith, but strong in faith. We'll see that in a little while. He considered not his own body now dead, or considered not his own body now sick. See? When he's about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. Look at verse 20 now. He staggered not at, you may have to go through this to understand. He staggered not at the promise of God through what? Unbelief. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. And look at verse 21. Being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Now that, if you go through that and let your spirit be fed let your soul be fed with that type of action, that is where you need to go. That is what you need to do at this given time, to let the gospel of health grace manifest in your life. Remember, the devil will try to resist you when you give him a command, but he don't have the power to stand before you. There in Luke chapter 10. Luke 10:19 is about your health. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpent and scorpion, on sickness and disease, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall any mean hold you in sickness and disease or hurt you. Luke 10:19, you've been given the power. So let me say it again. Remember, the devil will try to resist you when you give him a command. See, you give the devil a command, you don't ask the devil no permission. But he don't have the power to stand before you, because you've been given the power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, the power of the enemy, do you no harm. You must know how to deal with unbelief in your soul and your body. We went over that in Romans 12:1. Unbelief in your soul, unbelief in your senses, has to be dealt with Romans 12:1-3. I think if 1 Corinthians 9:27 says, I present my body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is in my reading of a service. You present that body back to God. Again, I want to remind you, keep your benefits in your present. That's Psalm 103:1-3. Keep your benefits in your present. And then the question is, and this is a good question and a profound answer in the Word of God. Turn with me to the book of Proverbs 4, and we're about to look at something here we've looked at before, but it's so powerful. Are you ready to constantly walk in divine help? What a question. Are you ready? Do you have something to show me, Pastor, that can keep me walking? Absolutely. That's why I'm asking the question. In Proverbs 4:20, it tells us how to constantly walk in divine help. My son, attend to my words. Be a word attender. The word is full of help. Incline thy ear. You see, now, you have to hear God's voice. I think my sheep hear my voice, and a voice of a stranger that will not follow. Any sickness and diseases that stand in our body is us following the voice of a stranger. Once we turn and begin to follow the voice of God, the voice of the stranger will have no more authority over us. You see that? Do you see that? My son, attend to my word, incline thine ear unto my saying. Notice verse 21. Let them not depart from their eye. You're not only hearing, but you're seeing. You're in the spirit. Keep them in the midst of thy heart. See, keep them in the midst of your soul. Keep your soul stirred up with the word of God. Notice what he says, verse 22. For their life unto those that find them. Yeah, what I want you to see now. And help sometime. Or help to some of their flesh. No, and help to all their flesh. And he warns us in verse 23. Keep thy heart, keep thy soul with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. You see, so we find out how to do that. Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Another thing, brothers and sisters, in my closing, knowing how to use the weapon of health warfare. In other words, then in 2 Corinthians 10, it revealed to us supernatural weapons that God have given us to use in spiritual warfare. When the enemy try to tell us something don't belong to us, we got to take it. And so we need to know how to do warfare. In 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. So you see, a lot of time, people trying to get help through fleshly manner without consulting the supernatural. For the weapons of our warfare, verse 4 says, 2 Corinthians 10:4, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of stronghold. Any type of sickness and disease start off as a stronghold in your mind, then it becomes a stronghold in your body. But here the Lord is telling us how to deal with it with supernatural weapon. Casting out imagination, every high thing, exalt itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. That is so powerful, my brothers and sisters. I want you to study that. That's warfare. Now, you don't have to war against the enemy. You don't have to war against sickness and disease. The warfare is taking what is rightfully yours. The warfare is in the mind. The warfare is in the soul, and not in the spirit. You go to 2 Peter 1 through 10. It talks about precious faith, precious promises. It talks about the divine nature. It talks about six or seven things to add to your faith. So when you do that, you will never lose. You will always be in victory. I close with the gospel of grace. There we where we started with in Acts 20, 24. The Apostle Paul talking about his ministry. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I receive of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Paul was now training other ministers from his apostolic position. If you look in the 28th verse, he said to the people that he was over, or the minister, take heed unto yourself, unto all the flock over which the Holy Ghost had made you overseer, to feed the church of God which he had purchased with his own blood. And he's telling them, feed the church the gospel of grace, that everything's already paid for. You have the mean whereby to activate everything that's paid for, because so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You have the faith, you have the measure of faith, Romans 12, 3. You have the mustard seed faith, you plant it. It's not how big it is, it's got life in it, Luke 17, 6. Then you have the measure of faith, you have mountain moving faith there in Mark 11, 22 to 24. And then in Jude 20, you have most holy faith. So you have no excuse not to walk into faith help. So I tell you tonight as I close, you walk by faith and not by sight. And you walk in help that already provided for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.